This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Pro-monarchy demonstrators vandalized and torched private properties in Tinkuni area of Kathmandu. One person lost his life and 30 others injured during the demonstration. District Administration Office Kathmandu imposes curfew at several places in the capital city. Home Ministry vows to bring those involved in criminal activities to justice. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to address House of Representatives on March 31st on issues of Parliament obstruction and replacement bills. And hundreds of people feared dead as powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake hit Myanmar with tremors felt across the region. Now the news in detail. The District Administration Office Kathmandu has imposed curfew at surrounding of Tinkuni area after pro-monarchy demonstrations turned violent. According to the office, curfew has been imposed at Banasur Tinkuni area, Gosala Tribhuvan International Airport, Gauridhara Tinkuni Koteshwar, Koteshwar Jadibuti Bridge, Koteshwar Balkumari Bridge, Banasur Chowk Sankhamul Bridge and Gosala Chowk to New Banasur Chowk via Old Banasur Chowk till 10 p.m. today. Any type of gathering, rally, demonstration and assembly has been prohibited in these areas. Earlier today, the pro-monarchy demonstrators breached the prohibited area at Tinkuni and torched and vandalized some private properties. According to Deputy Inspector General of Nepal Police, Dinesh Kumar Acharya, detail on damage is avoided, adding that some police personnel and protesters were also injured. Meanwhile, the Home Ministry has vowed to bring those involved in criminal activities to justice. The government has stated that individuals responsible for the arson, vandalism and looting during the pro-monarchy demonstrations will be identified and held accountable. At a press conference held at Simhadarar this evening, the Home Minister assured that the incident was being closely monitored and all those involved in criminal actions would face justice. Sabi Rizal, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Home Affairs, urged the public not to misuse their constitutional right to peacefully assemble and advise against engaging in such activities. Rizal also confirmed that one person lost his life and 30 people were injured during today's demonstration. While acknowledging some shortcomings in the security arrangements today, the Home Minister assured that improvements would be made in the future, saying it was difficult to predict when politically motivated movements and demonstrations may turn chaotic. The Ministry has also called on the public not to be alarmed or discouraged by today's events. The Socialist Front Nepal organized a mass gathering in Kathmandu today in support of the Federal Democratic Republic. At the gathering, CPNMO Center Chairperson Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda emphasized that the achievements gained through the people's struggle must not be weakened. Madhav Kumar Nepal, Chairperson of the CPN United Socialist Party, declared that the nation's independence and sovereignty were non-negotiable and that slavery was unacceptable under any circumstances. Netra Bikram Chand, General Secretary of the Communist Party of Nepal, also stated that a return to the Federal Democratic Republic is non-negotiable. Mahendra Rai Yadav, Chairperson of the Nepal Samajwadi Party, warned that reactionary forces were attempting to create chaos and conflict in the country. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is set to address the House of Representatives on March 31st. Chief Whip of the CPN-UML, Mahesh Bhurthola, announced that the Prime Minister will speak on the issues of obstruction in Parliament and replacement bills. For the past 3 days, opposition parties have been obstructing parliamentary proceedings, protesting the removal of Kulmang Ghising from his position as Managing Director of the Nepal Electricity Authority, as well as seeking the Prime Minister's response on the matter. Meanwhile, a meeting of the House of Representatives scheduled for today has been postponed until 11 a.m. tomorrow. Speaker Devraj Kimura said the new time after opposition lawmakers continued their protest, blocking the meeting over the government's decision to remove the Nepal Electricity Authority's Managing Director. The opposition also disrupted today's National Assembly meeting on the same issue. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Sabagurung has stressed the urgent need for a national advertisement policy to improve the management and strengthen the advertising market. Speaking at the first convention of the National Advertisement Association today, the Communication Minister highlighted the challenges in the advertising sector due to outdated policies that had not been revised in a timely manner. This news comes to you from Regional. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेशनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारु गर्न #14#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। A recent study on the flood caused by the outburst of a glacier lake in the upper Thamikola watershed, located in the Khumbu Pasanglamu Rural Municipality 5 of Sulukhumbu District, has been made public. The report highlights the ongoing threat of climate-induced disasters and the reason, and calls for immediate action to mitigate the risk. Dinesh Prasad Bhatta, the Executive Chief of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, emphasized that glacier lakes in Thame and surrounding areas remained at high risk of outburst. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Hundreds of people are feared dead as a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake hit Myanmar, with tremors felt across the region. The BBC cited the U.S. Geological Survey as saying the 7.7 magnitude earthquake had an epicenter in central Myanmar. All these were reported at magnitude 7.7 and 6.4 earthquakes struck Myanmar, killing at least three in Bangkok and trapping dozens others after an under-construction building collapsed. Myanmar's ruling military has declared a state of emergency in six regions and states. Aid agencies are now scrambling to assess the humanitarian needs in Myanmar and works out how to respond. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has said that Canada's old relationship with the United States, based on deepening integration of their economies and tight security and military cooperation, is over. According to the BBC, speaking to reporters in Ottawa after a cabinet meeting, Carney said Canadians must fundamentally reimagine their economy in the face of US President Donald Trump's tariffs. He said Canada would respond with retaliatory tariffs that would have maximum impact on the US. Trump announced Wednesday that he would target imported vehicles and vehicle parts with a 25% tax, stating it would be permanent. Carney, the Liberal Party leader, called the original Canada-US Automotive Products Agreement signed in the 1965 the most important deal in its lifetime, and he claimed that the agreement was finished with the US tariffs. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Sudhir Pashchim province, along with the hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Pro-monarchy demonstrators vandalized and tore private properties in Tinkune area of Kathmandu. One person lost his life and 30 others injured during the demonstration. District Administration Office Kathmandu imposes curfew at several places in the capital city. Home Ministry vows to bring those involved in criminal activities to justice. Prime Minister Kipi Sharma Oli to address House of Representatives on March 31st on issues of Parliament obstruction and replacement bills, and hundreds of people feared dead as powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake hit Myanmar, with tremors felt across the region. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.